shelves of pastries, and round tables set near a large front window that offered a charming view of the street. It still oozed with the fragrance of freshly baked muffins that lured in customers by the hundreds. It was still attached to the shadowed bookstore where a customer could settle in a leather chair and become lost in a cozy world far removed from their own. And there was still a private office at the very back of the building where Maya negotiated contracts with the local demons. As a powerful mage, she had the ability to create curses and love potions, track down missing relatives, and create short-term illusions. It was her main source of income, and business had never been better. New York City was the epicenter of a pool of magic that throbbed deep in the earth called a gyre. At one time, the spot had been the lair of a dragon, but since their retreat from the world, it was used by both goblin and fey creatures to tap into their ancient powers. The gyre was currently under the rule of the vampire named Valen. The Cabal maintained control of all the gyres spread across the world. Something that annoyed the hell out of Maya, despite the fact she was currently mated to a vampire. And why she chose to remain in New Jersey at the edge of Valen's territory. She didn't need the power. She had her own wild magic flowing through her veins. Another thing that hadn't changed was the fact that when she needed help, she reached out to the mages who were the sisters of her heart. Perry Sanguis was currently standing next to her as she hid behind the steep stairs that led to the basement. The young mage was without a doubt the most powerful magic user born in the past millennium. The beautiful woman had lush, dark curls and vivid blue eyes and was mated to Valen, the local cabal leader. Maya had also called on Sky Claremont, a clairvoyant who was mated to Micah, the cabal leader of New Orleans. Sky was currently MIA, a fact that had Maya on edge. She wasn't worried about her friend. Sky had proven she could not only take care of herself, but could prevent the world from being consumed in endless flames. But she needed Sky's gentle soul. Clearly as bored as Maya, Perry leaned against the side of the staircase, stifling a yawn. Perry was wearing a pair of cut-off shorts and a Green Day t-shirt with her hair pulled into a high ponytail. It had been a punishingly hot day in New Jersey, and the August heat hadn't faded as the sun set. In fact, it had thickened to an unpleasant soup of damp humidity. "Explain again why we're kidnapping a child?" Perry demanded. Maya clicked her tongue. She'd chosen a loose black caftan that fell to her ankles. The air in the basement was cool, and silk felt good against her skin. Besides, she had a reputation for her flawless elegance. Just because she was setting a trap for a mysterious thief was no excuse not to look her best. She smoothed back her dark, silky hair that was cut just above her shoulders. "We're not kidnapping anyone." "No?" Perry arched a brow. "When you demanded that Valen asked," Maya corrected. "I asked." "Okay, when you very aggressively asked for Valen to spread the word that an extremely dangerous artifact had been discovered in New York City, and then he'd asked you to keep it hidden in your vault. And then you asked me and Sky to join you in setting a magical trap to capture a child. I'm not gonna lie, it seems weirdly close to kidnapping." "We're catching a thief." Maya made a sound of impatience. "And where is Sky? She said she'd be here an hour ago." "Her plane was late and now she's stuck in traffic. Finish telling me why we're kidnapping a child." "For the last time, it's not kidnapping. It's an intervention." "Intervention. Right. Look, I don't have a choice. The supposed child has been spotted from Miami to New York stealing magical objects. From what Valen could discover, they were mostly junk. The kind of stuff that you would sell to tourists, not to serious magic users." Maya pressed her lips together. She'd been just as dismissive when she'd first started hearing the rumors about a kid sneaking into magic shops and even onto a few covens.